Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 17th May 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia records another 4,446 new COVID-19 infections within the last 24 hours, raising the total cumulative cases to more than 474,000 since the pandemic hit the country. Health DG Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham says Selangor continues leading the list with the highest cases recorded today at 1,650, followed by Sarawak and Kelantan. The current available data shows that only Pfizer-BioNTech is suitable for pregnant and breastfeeding mothers. Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin says, based on the expert advice from the Ministry of Health, MOH, it is not advisable for pregnant and breastfeeding mothers to take the AstraZeneca and Sinovac vaccine as current safety data is still limited. Separately, Khairi also announced that the government will open the second round of AstraZeneca vaccine for registration, prioritising those above the age of 60 starting May 23rd. The Inland Revenue Board, IRB, has filed a suit against lawyer Tan Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdullah for alleged tax errors amounting to more than 9 million ringgit over a period of 5 years. IRB said notices of assessments for the 5 years were mailed to Shafi's last known address on May 31, 2019, but the notices were never returned to the department. There was no sign of any imminent end to the most serious hostilities in years between Israel and the Hamas Islamists, who rule Gaza, where 2 million Palestinians live. As fighting spilled into a second week today, amid mounting international calls for the ceasefire, Israel bombed what it said were underground tunnels used by Hamas and Palestinian militants, fired rocket barrages at Israeli cities. India reports a further decline with more than 280,000 in new coronavirus cases. Though daily deaths remain above 4,000, experts warn that the count was still unreliable due to a lack of testing in rural areas where the virus is spreading fast. Meanwhile, Cyclone Tauktae has killed 8 people and left a trail of destruction as it brushed past the coastal states of Kerala, Karnataka and Goa, and it is set to make a landfall in Gujarat today. Nearly 150,000 people were moved from their homes in Gujarat to safety as authorities closed ports and a main airport as the most intense cyclone in more than 2 decades geared up to the west coast. And Brazil registers more than 40,000 additional coronavirus infections in the past 24 hours, along with more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.